안녕하십니까? 2026학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2026학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번, 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Grand High School students. This is Mr. Owen, your vice principal. Our school's dance competition is next Friday. So, I want to ask all dance teams to check their performance schedule for the competition. We have a very tight schedule since there'll be more than 15 teams, and we need to finish the competition by 5 p.m. The performance schedule will be posted tomorrow morning on the auditorium's door. Once again, don't forget that all dance teams should check the performance schedule. Thank you for your cooperation.
2번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy, your workspace looks so different.
Does it? I just put some familiar stuff like family photos and postcards from my travels on my desk.
They really look nice.
You know what? I think having familiar things around makes us feel more comfortable.
Really? I usually don't put any familiar stuff on my desk because I don't think it would shift my feelings.
When I'm stressed, I feel relaxed at the sight of my family photo on the desk.
That's interesting.
If you try to look at something familiar, you'll feel more comfortable.
I guess you're probably right.
I do think you'll feel relaxed when you have those familiar things around you.
I see. I should try it.
You definitely should.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Allen from K Allen Channel. Do you ever endlessly watch multiple TV episodes in one sitting by yourself? Even though everyone needs time alone, I strongly believe that spending time together with friends makes life more meaningful. Think back to when you tried a new restaurant with friends or had an unplanned adventure with them. Those shared meaningful experiences don't just create wonderful memories. They also strengthen your bonds with your friends and provide support when you try something new. As you plan the week ahead, make sure to meet friends and create meaningful moments together. Remember, every person needs these connections to feel fulfilled.
Honey, look at this photo. It's from a trip with my dad when I was a child.
Can I see it more closely?
Sure. Do you see the palm tree on the beach?
It's really beautiful. Wow, there are also two boats.
Yeah, they look nice on the water.
Oh, there's a man wearing sunglasses.
That's my dad. He seems to be enjoying the weather.
I recognize the girl in the heart-patterned tube.
Right, that's me. I was in the tube most of the day.
It looks like you had fun. By the way, is that a ball on the chair?
Yes, my dad and I played with the ball from time to time.
You know, we should go there with our children.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Mr. Davidson. Runner's Day is going well, isn't it?
Definitely, Ms. Clark. I set up the race lines this morning, and I also handed out water bottles.
Wow, you've been busy. I helped with the warm-up stretches.
That's great. Earlier, I noticed some students were unsure about where to go.
I saw that as well, so I guided them to their event areas.
That was really thoughtful of you.
Thanks. Then, are you all done with everything?
Not yet. I'll announce the winners for the running events later this afternoon.
Oh, you're the one who will call out the winners' names after each race?
Yep. I've practiced the runners' names. I really don't want to mess up in front of everyone.
I'm sure everything will go smoothly.
I hope so too.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for cleaning supplies.
Well, we have glass cleaner, paper towels, and more over here.
I need glass cleaner and paper towels. How much are they?
A bottle of glass cleaner is $5, but the price of paper towels depends on the type.
I need 2 bottles of glass cleaner. What types of paper towels do you have?
A pack of reusable ones is $30, and a pack of regular ones is $20.
Okay, I need 1 pack of reusable paper towels.
Good. You want 2 bottles of glass cleaner and 1 pack of reusable paper towels, right?
Yes. Can I use a coupon that I got online?
Let me see. Yes, you get $3 off the total.
Great. Here's my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 올드리지 퍼레이드에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, the Oldridge Parade is this afternoon. It's going to be so cool, with music, costumes, and giant balloons. Want to come with me?
I'd love to, but I can't make it today.
Really? Are you feeling sick? You looked tired yesterday.
No, I'm fine.
Then is it because of your part-time job?
Actually, I have the day off.
I see. Oh, you haven't finished your essay for the writing class, have you?
It's nothing like that. I already finished it.
Can you tell me what's going on?
I promised my little brother I'd help him with his homework this afternoon.
That's really nice of you. I'll take a lot of photos and send them to you later.
Thanks. Let's go together next time.
8번 대화를 듣고 북툰 워크숍에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Dad, could you look at this flyer?
Oh, it's about the Booktoon workshop.
Yes, I've been really into creating my own stories and illustrating them, but I'd like to learn more.
All right. Where's the workshop taking place?
It's at the Sunvilles Art Gallery. We've been there many times.
Yes, I know that place. The workshop provides classes on developing multiple characters and drawing action scenes. You must be very interested.
I am. It also has special lectures by invited speakers. One of them is Natalie Moody's, my favorite artist.
Oh, I've heard you mention her before.
Right. You know, there are only 15 spots open for each class, and the registration deadline is June 9th.
There's not much time left. Let's get you registered right away.
Dad, you're the best!
9번 2025 썸머 프리히스토릭 라이프 캠프에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students and parents. I'd like to tell you about the 2025 Summer Prehistoric Life Camp. This is an exciting opportunity for students from ages 14 to 17 to experience the lives of prehistoric people. The camp will run for 2 days, from July 24th to July 25th, at the Green Hill Mountain Campground. Participants will experience fun activities, like dressing as prehistoric people and practicing hunting and gathering skills. In addition, they'll learn how to craft prehistoric tools and pottery. Participants need to bring their personal items, but not camping equipment. The registration fee is $100 and is not refundable. Sign up today for an incredible trip to the past.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 베트남어 학습 앱을 고르시오.
Hi, Tim. What are you up to these days?
I'm planning to go to Vietnam for a business trip this fall.
Awesome. I guess you need to know Vietnamese.
That's right. So I've been looking for a language learning app for Vietnamese. Can you help me?
Of course. Let me see. What's your budget?
I'd like to keep it under $20 a month.
That's reasonable. How's your Vietnamese?
Well, it's not great. So the advanced level isn't right for me.
Okay. What do you want to focus on when learning the language?
Since this is my first trip there, I need to learn a lot of new vocabulary.
All right. So, you have two options left that would work.
Which one do you think is better?
Because you're a businessman, I think the app that uses newspapers would be a great choice.
I agree. I'll go with that one. Thanks for helping me choose. Ms. Baker, it's a beautiful day. Could our class go outside today to take a group photo with you after class?
Good idea, Harry. Why don't you ask everyone in the class if they all want to take a picture?
Actually, I already did, and they all said yes.
James, you're still coughing. Did you take your medicine?
Yes, Mom. I took it after breakfast, and I've been feeling a bit better since then.
Good. But don't forget to take the medicine twice a day, as the doctor said.
Hello, Rachel. What's up?
Hi, Benjamin. Are you going to Oscar's birthday party this Sunday?
Absolutely. How about you?
Of course. By the way, did you buy a birthday gift for him?
Not yet. I have no idea what he wants.
Me neither. Do you want to get him a gift together?
Yes, that's perfect. Do you know what he might like?
Honestly, I have no clue. All I know is that he likes coffee.
Oh, I think it'll be good if we buy him a bag of coffee beans.
Yeah, but we don't know what kind of beans he likes.
Then why don't we get him a gift card for a cafe? That way, he can use it for whatever he wants.
Hi, Will. You seem worried. What's wrong?
Hey, Kate. The student council meeting is tomorrow. I'm a little nervous because it's my first meeting as the school president.
Don't worry too much. You'll do just fine.
You did a great job as the school president last year, so I'm wondering if you can help me review what to do.
Sure. The first thing you'll do is start the meeting with a greeting.
You're right. And then I'll introduce myself.
Okay. After that, you should outline your vision for the year.
Sounds good. Next, I'll go over the plans for the semester.
So far, so good. You also need to lead the discussion about the topics for the meeting.
That's everything, isn't it?
Just one more thing. Be sure to thank everyone for their participation.
다음 상황 설명을 듣고 스티븐이 애나에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Stephen and Anna are teachers in charge of their school library. They're making a list of books to buy for the upcoming school year. Anna wants to include only classic literature and non-fiction books recommended by experts in the field of education. However, after talking with students, Stephen realizes that students love science fiction and fantasy books that are not on the list. He thinks students will be happier and read more if the library has science fiction and fantasy books. So, Stephen wants to suggest to Anna that on their list they should include the books students are interested in. In this situation, what would Stephen most likely say to Anna?
Hello, everyone. Today, we'll start by discussing how different countries are working to reduce carbon emissions. As you might know, Sweden was the first country to introduce carbon pricing and had the highest carbon tax in the world in 2023. The country is aiming to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 59% by 2030 compared with 2005. Also, Denmark is working to source at least half of its energy needs from renewables by 2030. The country's energy mix has diversified to include more biofuels, wind, and solar generation. Next, Hungary plans to generate 90% of its energy from carbon-free sources by 2030. Part of this plan includes financial support for the purchase of zero-emission vehicles and a huge increase of solar power. Lastly, France is aiming to achieve a net-zero carbon economy by 2050. The country is reducing its reliance on fossil fuels and investing in renewables. These countries' efforts to lower carbon emissions are clearly standing out. After a short break, we'll explore the world's biggest carbon polluters.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Today, we'll start by discussing how different countries are working to reduce carbon emissions. As you might know, Sweden was the first country to introduce carbon pricing and had the highest carbon tax in the world in 2023. The country is aiming to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 59% by 2030 compared with 2005. Also, Denmark is working to source at least half of its energy needs from renewables by 2030. The country's energy mix has diversified to include more biofuels, wind, and solar generation. Next, Hungary plans to generate 90% of its energy from carbon-free sources by 2030. Part of this plan includes financial support for the purchase of zero-emission vehicles and a huge increase of solar power. Lastly, France is aiming to achieve a net-zero carbon economy by 2050. The country is reducing its reliance on fossil fuels and investing in renewables. These countries' efforts to lower carbon emissions are clearly standing out. After a short break, we'll explore the world's biggest carbon polluters.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 나라가 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.